AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving Central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Another major storm causes California flooding and prompts evacuations. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown.
The entire community of Montecito is ordered evacuated and evacuated now.
The order also applies to surrounding counties. CBS's Carter Evans in Santa Cruz.
California is drowning. The ground now is so saturated, water has nowhere to go but up. In the town of Felton, several homes now underwater as the San Lorenzo River overflows, prompting rescues in the fast-moving current. Mud-soaked hillsides are coming down. The San Lorenzo is just one of several rivers now at or above flood stage.
As first reported by CBS News, the Justice Department is reviewing classified documents found at President Biden's office at the Washington, D.C. think tank that bears his name. They date back into his time as vice president. CBS's Adriana Diaz.
Lawyers for President Biden were at the Biden Center clearing out office space because the president had some office space here in this building after his time as vice president. So they were clearing out office space, and inside a locked closet, they located classified material. They recognized the classified markings. As soon as they did, they said that they stopped their work and they contacted the White House counsel's office.
The U.S. House narrowly passes a package of rules governing its operations for the 118th Congress.
Let's vote. The yeas are 220, the nays are 213. The resolution is agreed to. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
It lays out the Republican majority's priorities, including a procedural tool used to remove the speaker. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador is urging his visiting U.S. counterpart, President Biden, to put an end to what he calls decades of disdain by the United States towards Latin America and the Caribbean. Mr. Biden defends Washington's record.
Just in the last 15 years, we've spent billions of dollars in the hemisphere, tens of billions of dollars in the hemisphere.
1 week after Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin went into cardiac arrest and had to be resuscitated on the field, he's been transferred from a Cincinnati hospital to one in Buffalo. CBS's Matt Piper.
Damar Hamlin's doctors at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center say the 24-year-old was moved from critical to good condition in the morning, clearing him to get on a plane to head to a hospital in Buffalo.
We felt that it was safe and proper to help get him back to the greater Buffalo area.
They say Hamlin was actually up and walking Friday, but was really up during Sunday's Bills game and subsequent big win.
When the opening kickoff was run back, he jumped up and down, got out of his chair, set, I think, every alarm off in the ICU in the process.
Doctors say it's still too early to comment on the potential cause of his cardiac arrest.
This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I lived alone and was having problems with my landlord. He's a creep. One night I'm watching TV and I hear my landlord letting himself in.
Hey, get out. You can't keep coming in.
I'm just here to fix your fridge and spend some time together.
Get out. I'm reporting you.
Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 26. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 33. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Chance of snow. Lows level off around 25. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 29.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Jane Matinair is on the board. No matter where you're listening on the Civic Media Network, thank you for joining us today on your Friday lunch hour. As always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. Baker's Dozen.
Yeah. Kevin McCarthy's no good, really bad Groundhog Day continues.
Yep. And so, trying to get updates as we can as we're doing the show, but
I had to laugh. Marjorie Taylor Greene just tweeted, Dems are openly plotting to elect a moderate Democrat-approved speaker if we don't elect McCarthy. This is what I've been warning about. If this happens, you can kiss investigations into COVID, the Biden crime family, DOJ weaponization, impeachment, and subpoena power. Goodbye.
Yeah, because how would that happen, basically, if they have, I mean, but Jeffries, as I understand it, is pretty moderate.
That's what I heard.
Like, I understand that the left
is not happy.
Well, I think they're united, but I would say in the inner politics of Democrats slash the left, he is more of Nancy Pelosi establishment type Democrat versus super far left socialist type person. So it's already, he's already pretty moderate. I would think if anything was, I mean, I don't think they're going to be able to, I don't think the Democrats, it doesn't sound like the Democrats are going to break. They're like, this is your mess. You have to figure it out.
Yep. And I think they should.
Yeah, I think they should too. But anyways, so I was telling a story. So this has nothing to do with what we're going to talk about for the rest of this segment, but I promised a story. So I'm going to tell.
Yeah, I want to hear it. It's about driving.
So this was in regards to the Ford F-Series for the 41st year in a row being the number one selling car in America. And we were talking about big trucks and how hard it is for some of us to drive big trucks. And Mike has some kind of Ford. I don't know what series or type it is, but it's a big car. And he was on, again, we're talking about Brady Street. So on Brady Street, if you've ever driven on it, you know, but
very narrow.
To paint the picture, it's already narrow, which is unique because part of the complaint of Milwaukee streets and why how dangerous people are even allowed to drive is because a lot of the boulevards are so wide. But Brady Street, pedestrian, you know, it's the civilian city street that is more narrow. It's also like one of the major thoroughfares for getting east to west or west to east in Milwaukee.
Yep.
But it's pretty narrow. You can park on both sides of the street and there's traffic on both sides of the street and there's tons of pedestrians always walking. So it's one of the more dangerous streets in Milwaukee, first of all. But in the winter, especially when there is lots of snow, which there was in early 2021, the cars still can park on Brady Street next to the snow mounds.
Right.
So the snow mounds obviously already on both sides of the street are taking up another 2-3 feet. So you're losing 4 to 6 feet of your ability to drive on Brady Street. And I was in Mike's car. He was at Pete's Pub. And you can't really stop on Brady Street.
No.
Because it's a thoroughfare and people can't really go around you because it's a two-way street. So I text him, say, I'm almost there. Be outside.
So I can pick, you can jump in.
I go by. He's not there. So I do a loop around. And then I do a big enough loop around to come the other direction so that I will come right in front of where he's supposed to be. And of course, as I'm pulling up, I take my eye off the road and look to see if he's outside. And I just smash somebody's window.
No.
And his window, because it's the bigger car, was fine. But I just take this guy's window, like, clean off.
Oh, Kristen. You mean the side mirror?
Side mirror. And that, like, flight or fight kicked in. And I am embarrassed to say my first instinct was maybe nobody saw me.
I'll just keep going.
And then my Catholic guilt kicked in. And I was like, I got to go back and leave a note. And I did. I went back. I left a note. And I was irrationally mad at Mike for
having such
obviously
a big,
his fault.
Having such a big vehicle.
Having such a big car. Not being outside when I was like when he was supposed to be. I told him I was coming. You know, all of the reasons why it wasn't obviously my fault.
Of course not.
And, but I will say I did the right thing in that when the guy called me, he was so grateful that I even left a note.
How nice.
Because I think that happens a lot on that street.
I'm sure.
And a lot of people do not leave a note.
No, I'm sure most don't leave a note.
So I'm not the best driver and I don't like big cars. So anyways, moving on. One of the stories I wanted to get to that could impact 30 million people.
Wow.
So, you know, while the House in this last week has been in jackass mode, the Federal Trade Commission got serious and proposed a new rule yesterday that could impact everyone from big tech to social media interns, depending on what kind of agreement you are forced to sign when you work at certain companies. And the potential rule would ban non-compete agreements. And if you don't know what that is, it is a common mechanism used by companies to keep employees from jumping ship, working for competitors, starting their own company in the same industry. And, you know, I think I said before, I think California had already outlawed these.
That sounds reasonable.
Even if they didn't outlaw them, they didn't hold up in court.
They were tough to enforce.
But across the country, 1 in 5 U.S. workers has a non-compete. So it's about 30 million Americans. 1 in 5.
My entire career.
You've had a non-compete.
Except for the last couple. Yes.
Yeah.
I've always had a non-compete.
So this started in 2021 with an executive order when the President Biden asked the FTC to target non-competes. And basically the proposal the agency came up with flexes more muscle than it has in the past. And the plan would make all new and existing non-competes illegal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it would also require companies to inform employees that any previous non-compete agreements are void.
Oh, they're going to love that.
Well, we're not there. This is just a proposal. And so the argument for non-competes is it's a way to protect trade secrets. You know, and so you can't work at Domino's, know the secret sauce of Domino's, and then go start your own pizza company or go to a Pizza Hut or something like that.
Right.
But the problem becomes they're basically, they have the potential to trap people into low wages. Because a lot of times, I mean, you get poached, right? And part of the reason you can get poached meaning like a company in the same industry sees your talent, sees your contributions, and says, hey, we will pay you more money to come do that here. And that happened all the time in California.
I'm sure.
But in other industries, it keeps people from being able to take advantage of those opportunities because they're like, I will get sued because of non-compete. And you have to talk to a lawyer. Be like, well, how strong is this? Will they come after me? What is, you know, what is the history of this company? And there's an estimated ending this practice would boost wages by $300 billion a year and release workers from like the career inertia that they find themselves in.
See, and in my experience, if they let me go or I left whatever radio station I was with for 6 months to a year, I could not work for another radio station within 90 miles.
Wow.
And I always thought, if you don't renew my contract or you let me go, obviously you don't want me. But you don't want anybody else to be able to find me. And that's what it was all about.
Yeah, totally. So the FTC, as far as where this could go, the FTC voted 3-1 in favor of the proposal. And the next 60 days, this is up for public comment. So if you have opinions on this,
interesting,
you can comment on it. But there is no set date for a final vote. And the plan, obviously, lawyers are getting involved.
Someone will make money.
Well, it's just there's a problem. Wouldn't you have a potential $300 billion change in what workers could be earning and the benefit of companies wanting to keep people where they are and not losing talent, especially as worker shortages, talent shortages, et cetera. There's going to be a lot of people who it's going to be worth fighting this from happening.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's a good thing.
I think so.
I think it's, you know, in the squandering of unions, the increase, I mean, this, because it's not just big companies. The high-profile case, I don't know if it kicked it off, but in 2016, we said that thing is Domino's and pizza has a joke, but Jimmy John's settled a lawsuit with the Illinois State Attorney's General Office saying it would not enforce its non-compete that barred workers from making subs in a three-mile radius. You couldn't go to, Jersey Mike's, or you couldn't go to Subway. And so, it is not just high, executive suite
level
people.
Right.
It is people making your sandwiches had to sign some of these things. And so I'm in favor of this. I hope it happens. I don't think it will happen for a while because there's obviously a lot of people who have something to lose from this. But I don't know. We'll see. And then quickly, if you've not heard, Damar Hamlin is awake.
Yes.
Thank
God.
Which
is so wonderful. He's the player who collapsed during Monday night's game.
His first question was, who won the game?
Doesn't that break your heart?
It breaks my heart. And the doctor responded, the answer is, yes, DeMar, you won the game of life. And
they don't think there's any neurological damage?
I mean,
so far,
it's going to be a long... I haven't read anything as far as if it was just the one in a million shot that hit him in the heart, or if there was any kind of pre-existing thing. But thank God he's awake.
Yes.
On the road to recovery, and whether you think this is the right call or not, NFL did decide that the Bills-Bengals game has been canceled in its entirety. They will not replay that game.
Okay.
And so now I have to go. I started to read an article, and this is why I know that I'm a sports fan, but I'm not a sports fan, because even the intricate rules, because Mixon from the Bengals tweeted out something as far as what the rule book said and canceled games and what that means for standings and going into playoffs and stuff. So I think there are some more logistics of the actual game, what that means that they canceled it. But for now, the game is canceled. Damar Hamlin is awake. Thank God.
And his charity has...
Oh my! I think it was past $6 million.
Yeah, it's just, I'm sure, superseded anything he had ever imagined.
And it'll be interesting to see, because how do you spend $6 million on toys for just the town he's from?
Well, you get to expand your reach.
But it'll be interesting to see what the choice becomes as far as what else do we want to spend this money on? Because it's a lot of money, considering the original goal was $2,500. All right, when we come back, Senate GOP close to supporting medical marijuana. Imagine that. Stay with us. This is Ask Us Wisconsin.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover. Don't pop like
Well, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Okay, I lied.
We're gonna
talk about weed in the next segment.
That's
because
fun. Okay,
you picked the perfect song as our bumper music, as an Easter egg for maybe one of the most Wisconsin headlines. It has to be up there in top 10 as far as
being apt.
Only here. Only here.
So Wisconsin.
2021, I remember there was traffic created because of a line of cows that were blocking the road. That was pretty Wisconsin. I think it's Cassandra, the young woman who has gone to every single Quick Trip. You know, there's a handful of those.
Yes.
Like, you know, how Wisconsin is it?
Yep.
This is 10 out of 10. Maybe 9 out of 10, but 10 out of 10. And just to clarify, no one was hurt.
Yes, thank goodness.
But melted butter spills into Wisconsin's Portage Canal during dairy plant fire.
Think about what, you know, and I saw the headline too, and you can't help but go, oh, that's so Wisconsin. But at the same time, when you think about the fat content in butter.
Oh, environmentally, I mean, it's awful.
It is terrible.
And no, I mean, that is certainly not the point as far as like, it is a problem, but it is also just how much dairy we have and everything feels hilarious that this happened. And so, you know, my joke when I posted this last night is come to Wisconsin to smell our dairy air and swim in our buttered waters.
Oh, jeez.
It kind of reminds me of something from Charlie the Chocolate Factory, right? Instead of like a chocolate river, it's a butter river.
A river of butter.
River of like butter. Like what else would be like if Wisconsin was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, like the flipped on its head.
Sure.
What would things be made out of?
Well, you'd have like cheese curd bushes.
Okay.
Right. So you can just pick cheese curds off the cheese curd bush.
Yes.
And then we'd have to have.
It would be a bush or a tree. Are cheese curds more of a fruit that grow from the branches?
I see it more on a bush. I see more of a tree curd, a cheese curd bush.
What do brats become?
That's on a tree.
That's on, of course. Of course. Brats grow on trees.
It's a brat tree. And then you have to have chocolate covered cranberries and cherries.
As like raindrops?
Oh, that's a great idea.
I'm trying to think of in Charlie, when you first what they first walk in and there's the chocolate river, like what makes the most sense is the water. I feel like Miller products makes more sense than butter as the stream.
But then you're adding the whole alcohol element, which I think makes it less accessible for everyone.
Fair. Okay.
Or
fair.
Everyone.
So we're taking booze out of it.
Yeah. Everyone can do laps in a butter river.
So is it, yes, butter river. But then what do you do with the milk?
That can be a waterfall or just a fountain.
The waterfall churns it into butter.
There
we go. Now we're cooking.
This is a billion-dollar tourism idea, you guys. We're going to call. We're gonna
Mars
call,
Cheese Castle.
Yes.
You're missing out. Create this.
There's money to be made.
To the amusement park. Didn't we talk about this with Greg once, that there's some kind of cheese land in Japan or something that has an entire amusement park dedicated to cheese and the different kitschy things that they have there?
If there is, then the gauntlet, the cheese gauntlet has been thrown.
I'm going to look this up. I feel like we talked about this over the summer as far as some other place. It's like, how does this not exist in Wisconsin? How is this in Japan or Korea? I forgot which country it was in. And not here.
And not here.
But just to give a little bit more detail on the story itself, a dairy plant in Portage went into a meltdown on Monday night, and the fire spilled warm butter into what they're calling a historic Portage Canal. I posted this on TikTok, and someone corrected. They're like, it's not historic. But also on TikTok, someone said that in Madison, this happened years ago, that someone said, my mom and dad told me a story about how a plant in Madison burned many years ago, and the whole city reeked of burned butter and cheese for weeks.
Oh, wow.
It smelled so bad for at least a decade. I swear you could smell the rancidity. During the summer. And then it was like in the sewer system. And then it was not Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It was awful.
Oh, man.
I don't know this. I mean, I don't know this story from Madison. But when the news the current fire broke out, my husband and I both went, again? He was evacuated during the Madison fire.
Oh, my goodness.
So I wonder when that was. If you know more details on when this happened in Madison, 844-967-2789.
And if you have any other suggestions for our Wisconsin version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, we would love to include that in our business plan.
Do we have to put ginseng somewhere in there?
Definitely.
What about the bovine genetics? What can we do with that? It's another one of the big exports of Wisconsin.
That's going to be a really interesting...
Really interesting amusement park.
Mm-hmm. Educational.
You know, it's a tour of Wisconsin.
Right.
Don't hide it from the kids. But...
Again, nobody was hurt.
Again, no one was hurt, which is why we can joke about it.
Texter from the 920 says, we need relish trays every few feet.
Ah, of course.
That's an excellent point.
But how would they, like, what? Like,
it's got to be on some, it's got to be a bush or a tree or a, right, a mushroom or
mushroom.
Something.
Mushroom.
What about, like, mushroom relish trays?
Where it's like, it's like, it blossoms up, and instead of like an enclosed thing, it's like it opens up a flower, and it's just
radishes,
a rotating relish tray.
Oh, I love that.
What's your favorite thing on the relish tray?
It might olives.
Mmm. Mine are pickles.
They all were.
Pickles not made in Milwaukee?
I did not.
Isn't that a crime? We looked that up one day, and we found out, I think they're made in Illinois, and it was such a fraud. It's just one of the worst things I've ever heard in my life. All right. Well, with that, we are still going to talk about the GOP potentially changing its mind on medical marijuana.
I have thoughts.
You have thoughts? I have thoughts. I don't think it goes as far as you think it does. It's still pretty tame, but we'll talk about when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We're taking a break, but we'll be right back.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions, Thursday at 10 a.m. right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Owl. Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale sound.
To the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, we're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. So the police should be reaching out to this community. And this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 26. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 33. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Chance of snow. Lows level off around 25. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 29.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Thank you for joining us today on your lunch hour on this Friday. I hope you are having a wonderful Friday, that you have lots of things fun planned for the weekend. Jane Matinera is on the board. Jane Matinera, we're getting dinner tonight.
We are. I'm really looking forward to it.
We could maybe dip some of our fish fry into that river of butter.
The butter river.
So you sent this to me last night, and progress, I guess. But the Senate GOP, according to Devin LeMahieu, is close to supporting medical marijuana.
What?
Yeah. So he has never said this. He has always said until the FDA and the federal government legalizes this, I am not on board. But that could be changing. So literally up until now, LeMahieu has been opposed to the idea. He told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel he believes legislation to create a medical marijuana program in the state could be passed this legislative session as long as regulations are put forward to ensure it's for those in serious pain.
Okay, who's going to determine that?
Well, so he's like, this was his quote. We don't want people going in because their back hurts and getting medical marijuana. It needs to be cancer pain, you know, because he's a doctor.
I'll tell you something. I've had back problems and sciatica.
Yeah.
That's pretty painful.
Yes. Yes. And so that's what I'm saying. It is if this happens, it is a step forward. I don't know how you monitor what is considered serious pain. And again,
people are using it anyways. It is incredibly decriminalized in like most parts of the state, in like almost every major city. It is not a priority when it comes to policing and who has possession of it. But and not to mention all the tax revenue that we could be having because people are doing it anyways. But it is a step forward because, you know, you were actually, as you read this article, Robin Voss in the last couple of years has said that he would be in favor of medical marijuana. I think they continued for recreational marijuana. The GOP in Wisconsin has always been no.
Right.
But so if he's already kind of been in, he being Robin Voss, has already said that he has some support for legalizing medical marijuana. If LaMahieu can get on board and they get this through, maybe this would happen this session.
Okay.
Let's hear your thoughts.
My thoughts. This is all happening in my mind because Robin Voss only got reelected by 300 votes. If that had not happened and his constituents hadn't expressed their displeasure with the gavel in, gavel out, let's not do anything, everything is fine, let's go on vacation for 7 months. Let's keep
and then vote to have a pay increase.
Exactly. Let's keep expired cartons of cottage cheese on these boards where their term has expired. None of those three BCCCs would have stepped down from these boards if they had not been ordered to do so from someone higher up.
Should we trademark BCCCs? Should that be our first As Goes Wisconsin merch?
I like that.
Put it on a t-shirt?
Because it stands for, of course, bad carton of cottage cheese.
How long does a carton of cheese last for?
Probably 2 weeks.
I feel like it lasts longer than, I feel like yogurt and cottage cheese lasts longer than like a carton of milk.
Yogurt, well, yogurt is, yeah. But cottage cheese, that'll start molding.
Okay.
Certainly, it takes less than a year for cottage cheese to get moldy.
I would believe that. I would believe that.
But I sincerely believe that the only reason there's been any movement and discussions about things are thawing, we want to work with the governor now. And yeah, it's only because Robin Voss got scared and thought he was going to lose his cush job.
So you feel like this is Voss putting pressure on LaMahieu?
Yes.
Oh, could be.
I mean, the Marquette polls, medical marijuana is wildly popular in Wisconsin. Even recreational marijuana is wildly popular in Wisconsin, as are red flag laws and not having permitless concealed carry.
Yes.
And the fact that they've ignored the will of the people for as long as they have and had no repercussions from it. That's why I think, yeah, this is all coming from Robin.
Which, again, not a bad thing. If there's movement, and if there is, I am critical of Robin Voss. I have certainly made some videos making fun of him. But if he actually becomes responsive to the things that the people want, that is a good thing. I'm not going to sit here and make fun of him or say, well, of course he's doing it. Because I feel like that's what, you know, when Tony Evers took credit for the tax cut that was not in his initial budget the last time around, but that was what the Republican legislature put forward, and he said, all right, I'll sign this and I'm gonna take credit for it. And because he saw that that might be popular, and obviously he got reelected, I don't know if that's what he won on, but regardless. And so all of this is not about sticking it to the other side and winning and putting your agenda as the elected official through. It is putting through what the people want. And these issues that are overwhelmingly popular in a state that is as 50-50 as you can get, meaning that there are people who vote Republican who are in favor of some of these policies. There's the only reasonable answer of why you're not in favor of these things is because there are other lobbyists who are paying your bills,
yep,
who think that this is bad for their business.
Yep.
And the most obvious, glaring culprit in this scenario is the Tavern League. And the Tavern League assuming that, and the truth is, there have been studies that show that in places where recreational marijuana is legal, people are drinking less. So it's not totally unfounded, right?
Sure.
I think there was the same idea. I wasn't living here at the time, but I know that the Tavern League was one of the major groups that was
very against not being able to smoke in bars anymore.
Yep.
And to be fair, there's still, you go up north, there's definitely still places that are like, put a buck in the bucket. And that is our fund in case we get fined. But you can still smoke in here.
Oh, no kidding.
I mean, there's not a lot, but there's some.
There's some.
And because they assume, well, people aren't going to go to the bars if they can't smoke in the bars. And obviously that's not true. I don't think it's true that if just because recreational marijuana is legal, that people aren't going to go to the bars. But there is some correlation with people drinking less. But that's always been the thought, is that this is the entity that is really against us moving forward with any kind of marijuana bills.
I just am not sure how my system will actually react if our elected lawmakers actually start legislating on behalf of the people who elected them. I don't know that.
But you're old enough to remember when they used to do that.
I do.
I'm not.
That's true. But it seems like it's been so long that they've actually done the will of the people. It will be novel.
So let me get your thoughts, since you're much closer to retirement than I am. Here is a Republican-sponsored proposal on taxes that is not the flat income tax, that is not no income tax, but a potential for retirement income not to be taxed. So most Wisconsinites would pay no taxes on retirement income under a new proposal from three Republican lawmakers. And so they're proposing an amendment to the state budget, which would exempt the first $100,000 of retirement income for individual filers age 67 or older, and the first $200,000 for married joint filers in the same age group. I'm not against this.
I need to clarify something.
You need to read it.
So if I'm retired,
and you're over 67.
I'm over 67, and my Social Security and my investments are at $100,000 a year, then I don't get taxed on it. Is that correct?
That's as far as it's written in this article by Jesse Apoyan in the Cap Times. That's what I understand it to be. Because if you're retired, it's not an earned income from a salary.
Right.
It's money that you're living off of. And so it would decrease taxes for 241,375 Wisconsin residents by an average of $1,749 in 2024. And the reason behind it is, I think Voss said this in his response to the inaugural response on Tuesday, as far as, not wanting people who are retired to leave the state. And so this was a quote from Representative Stefan, saying, "The last thing we want is to have Wisconsinites leaving to avoid the tax burden on retirement. This proposal is a necessary step towards making Wisconsin the best state in which to live, work, and also retire." I'm not against this. I actually think I'm much more in favor of this than the flat tax or no income tax.
Yeah. And this is, again, income up to $100,000.
And up to $200,000
for couples
if you're married.
Because my question is, I would love to hear from some 67-year-old retired Wisconsinites who are pulling in $100,000 a year.
Well, I think if it's over, it's up to $100,000, because thinking that a lot of people don't, right? We just said 240 would affect 240,000 Wisconsinites.
People. No, it's all a good thing.
I think it's a good thing.
I think so too. Just makes me think, geez, I should have invested differently. I'm obviously a failure.
Are you in the stock market?
Yes.
Oh, good. I don't know. This is one of those that, highlights something that the other side, that I was like, at first glance, I don't necessarily see the downside of this. And, if they were making more than that on their investments and whatever, they still, if it's more than $100,000, more than $200,000,
sure,
there's some taxes that still come from that. But, seems like something that could have some legs. It'd be interesting to see if this is something that Evers would sign.
What's going on? Doing good things for your constituents.
Well,
I'm getting a headache.
To be fair, I feel like the stuff that actually gets passed and some of the bipartisan stuff that does get passed that Tony Evers has signed, there's less fanfare around it. So it's not like they're not doing anything.
No, that's true.
But, yeah, I just thought that was interesting as far as, and it kind of surprises me that the number is not, the amount of people this would affect is not higher, because you think how much of Wisconsin's population is aging. We talk about this a lot as far as working age people, and the replacement rate is not nearly where it needs to be as far as the amount of people who've already retired, the number of people who will retire within the next 10 years, and how few people, that we don't have enough people to replace those people in the workforce.
There's still two jobs for every one person.
Yeah. And so kind of surprised it's only 240,000 people and it wouldn't be more. But
I also don't think, and I agree with you, I think this would be a good thing. But I think the weather is more of a thing for retirees than anything.
And that's my point, too. It goes back to what I said about is no income tax a draw for people when they're picking on where they want to move? In ultimately, when you, because taking care of your house and being responsible for shoveling your driveway and your sidewalk and all of the crappy things that happen to your property when you are a homeowner is harder and harder as your body is like, I don't want to do this
anymore. I can't do it anymore.
And, you know, if you still want, you know, you're capable enough to live on your own, so you're not trying to move into an apartment or an assisted living. Like, I think you're right. Like, I think there's also this chance of like, you know, I lived and work here, but the amount of people who are like snowbirds and are like, I'm not dealing with the winter anymore because the winter's hard no matter what. Like, if you like, I get it. Some people think the winter is very pretty. It can be pretty. People don't mind the temperatures. But as far as the upkeep of the physical labor that goes into surviving a winter, like, it gets harder and harder. All right. Well, we're going to take another break. When we come back, Milwaukee is getting its own TV show. Maybe they'll cast me in it. We'll see. This is Ask Us Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Hasenbemp Incorporated.
Welcome back to Ask Us Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Jamie Mattner is on the board. We should do a remake of that show.
We could do a TikTok on that.
You and I?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. We could go down, we'll rub Henry Winkler's head.
I love that.
Once it's warmer, I'm not doing it in the winter.
All right.
But we will do a fun video on that.
A spring promo.
But yeah, Wisconsin and Milwaukee's not, you know, we've had plenty of sitcoms. We had Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley. We had, what was it, Park Place, Point Place, for the fictional city of that 70s show.
Oh, that's right.
And now that 90s show will be back there in the sequel to that series.
The Young and the Restless is supposed to be based in Lake Geneva or somewhere
really?
Like. Yeah, or somewhere like Lake Geneva.
I never knew that.
Yes.
None of them have Wisconsin accents.
Of course not.
No. There was one, there was like Picket Fences or something like that. Remember my parents? It was like kind of a cop show. It was supposed to be in Rome, Wisconsin.
Yep, I remember that.
I'm sure there's other ones that I'm missing, but there's a new one. There is a new show about Milwaukee, but it is not a fictional narrative sitcom. It is more like Around the Corner with John McGivern.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so it's called Good Things Brewing, and it's made by Visit Milwaukee, which is Milwaukee's tourism bureau. And it's actually, they're doing it in partnership with the same production company that does John McGivern's new show.
Cool.
Main Streets, Plum Media. And it starts on February 18th. And it's going to be, but it's not just for Wisconsinites. It's in 12 different Midwest television markets.
Wow.
So it has the potential to reach like 9 million people. And I think, you know, and I would say Visit Milwaukee is doing a lot of interesting, fun things. Obviously, they were a huge force, whether you think this is a good thing or not, behind the RNC coming here next year. It's weird that we can already say that because it is 2023. And, but this sounds fun. This sounds like a show I would love to host. So it's basically David Caruso, who's a lifelong Milwaukee resident, is the host of the show. And it started from, he's an event planner and he hosts Facebook Live. He has like a Facebook Live show that he started during COVID. And it was just basically conversations with residents. Again, this sounds a lot kind of like what John did with, except in smaller towns.
Right.
But this is in Milwaukee.
Right.
And all of it's in Milwaukee. And so he, I've never met this David Caruso. I think I've heard his name before. But he went to Visit Milwaukee and started expanding, like pitching this idea. And I guess they were on board from the start. And so the show is basically each show, he talks to two different Milwaukee residents who then they showed him their favorite Milwaukee spots and locations in the city. So he's going to food halls, which I imagine is the Avenue, the Third Street Market, food market hall, food trucks, art galleries, coffee shops, restaurants, museums and parks. And I'm excited because like I feel like growing up in Madison, Madison's great. I left, didn't think I was ever coming back. Moved back to Wisconsin, and I did a video with a friend in summer 2020. And granted, Milwaukee in the summer is
fantastic.
Pretty. I mean, it's even better than Madison because Madison's basically a swamp. So the bugs and the humidity in Madison is so much worse than Milwaukee.
I never thought about that.
So
you
really,
always think
say,
that the lakes are going to moderate it, but they're not as big as Lake Michigan.
Well, and they're also pretty swampy type lakes. And so, yeah, you don't get the same kind of wind as you do off of Lake Michigan. But I fell in love with Milwaukee that summer, despite it being in the middle of the pandemic. And for a lot of the things they just listed up, it's such a hidden gem. And I think this gets written about a fair amount of people who come to Milwaukee for the first time from different states and like, I did not expect this. Same thing I think people think about with Pittsburgh. Supposedly Pittsburgh is one of those places where you don't think about it as like a destination. And then you show, you're like, oh, this city's really cool.
Yeah, I have friends who have been there who say it's fantastic.
Yeah. And I'm just, I was thinking about this from the new restaurant we went to last night called Bridgewater and the Harbor District right by the Michaels Corporation building. It's very good. I highly recommend it. Free advertising. But, you know, there's so many cool that between all the museums and all the restaurants and the Fiserv and
all our cultural institutions.
Yeah, there's so many things here. So I'm really excited for this. I mean, I think it'll be interesting to see how they, because it's obviously an investment on the side of Visit Milwaukee as of being a advertising tool of some sort for tourism and potentially even for people to be like, oh, Milwaukee, put it on your radar as far as a place that you would potentially consider visiting or moving to. But some of the people that you would imagine are on it are going to be on it as far as some of the guests. DJ Shauna, who we're still trying to get on this show.
Yes.
She has a new documentary about kind of her life, Dare to Be, who, if you're not familiar with DJ Shauna, she is the official DJ for the Bucks.
Very cool.
But also Derek Mosley, Judge Derek Mosley, who has been a guest on this show. And he's a big foodie, so I think he's probably an excellent person to talk to about what restaurants to hit up. And then a guy, I don't know who this is. I actually don't know this restaurant, but True Man McGee, who's the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls.
Hmm.
And so I think this sounds super fun. I think it'll be really interesting to see what gets featured. I wonder what local station it's going to be on. I'm reading this from WPR. And so as I'm trying to scan it,
is it a PBS or a,
I don't,
or one of the networks.
We'll put it in the show notes. So it's basically, they carefully selected where the show would be broadcasted. Viewers can see the show on network affiliates in Milwaukee, Green Bay, Madison, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Wausau, Minneapolis, Rochester, Minnesota, Chicago, Rockford, Illinois, South Bend, Indiana, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and Quad Cities, Iowa. But it doesn't say which actual channels you can see it on. So if we can find that out, we will include that in the show notes for today's show, because I'll certainly watch the first ones. I hope they do. Like, I hope they also, I would imagine that they would, but also put it on social media as far as like little clips and stuff. Because I think this is a great idea.
Absolutely. And again, for someone in Iowa, that's not that far of a drive.
We have friends who have family in Iowa, and the amount that they make that trip to drive across the state and get to Iowa, I think their sister or sibling, whoever lives there, is kind of in the northeast part of Iowa.
Okay.
And so, but yeah, it's always surprised me. I mean, it surprises me how even to get to La Crosse from here, it's not terrible.
No.
And, you know, it's one of the advantages of living in a state this size where even going to the furthest part of the north from Milwaukee is 5 hours, which is long, but it's still doable.
It's not 12.
Yes, it's not 12. It's not California.
Or Texas.
Or Texas. Yes, exactly. All right. Well, we are going to take another break. But when we come back, Wisconsin in the wild. Wisconsin on the Today Show twice within a very short period of time.
Oh, this is awesome.
For one story that we've actually already featured on this show and another story we're hoping to feature soon on this show. But stick around through the news. We will be right back.
Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma cost these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect. And when we do, we make things better. At Child Fund, we connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. Together, we co-create connections that help millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time. Go to mercyships.org today.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The storms that have been plowing through California for a week now have caused flooding and some mudslides. There have been evacuations in Santa Barbara County, where people like Oprah Winfrey and Prince Harry have their homes, as well as Ellen DeGeneres, who has posted on social media a video of her.